Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both small.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out with yours truly, Nevermore. And with me, I have Frostbite and Pork Sirloin. How you guys doing?
Surviving. Our heat wave's over. We're back to normal temps. We've gotten some rain. We're doing good.
Frosty?
I guess I have to unmute again, don't I?
Oh, God. Bless America. It's going to be once a show. You are now the Frosty DV6.
Well, it's the double mute button thing that's threw me off this time.
It's Frosty the DV6. There you have it, folks. We have Frosty number. Frosty is now DV6 and a half. Lord have mercy.
Hey, I am a Marine, so.
I mean, but that's that excuse only goes so far, okay?
It's something other than crayons.
He bought the cheap one from fucking China. That's what you smacked on this afternoon, wasn't it?
Probably.
You got the toxic crayons.
Probably. Oh, Lord. Now I'm going to glow in the dark.
Lord. See, we ain't even got started and it's already went south. But at least we can only go uphill from there, you know?
Woohoo! It's a long climb.
So I posted a meme today, and my meme said, "You've been kidnapped, but your kidnappers allow you to keep posting on social media to pretend everything is all right. What would you post that would alarm your followers without the kidnappers asking for help?" So do y'all want to know what my response was?
Sure.
My comment would be, absolutely love AOC. There's nothing better than liberals and Democrats, and I would like you to send me Antifa so I can get woke. Y'all ever see me type that? Send in air support. Frosty, what would yours be? What would be your distress text?
I'm joining the Air Force.
Asshole.
Thank you.
Frozen turd.
Those hurt. You ever been hit with one in a snowball? They hurt.
No, I can't say anybody's ever thrown a frozen turd at me.
Hey, they used to be great ammo when you got neighbors that were complete idiots.
I mean, maybe a frozen cow patty, but y'all don't have cows uppers, though.
But we got moose.
Moose poop.
That's more like little raisins.
God, he eats moose poop, y'all. Oh, my God. Oink, when is it time for you guys to start working together? He needs serious adult supervision. And Oink died. I told you your blood pressure was going to kill you.
I don't think I could help him in that area. I mean, you can beat a Marine so hard and it's not going to knock any damn sense into him. I mean, we've already proven that.
I don't want to know why you're beating on Frosty. Just saying. TMI.
So what's Oink's distress message?
Well, if you had posted on it, you would have seen it. I put on there, I absolutely hate bacon. Or in my case, even making bacon.
Oh, my God. Moose nuggets. That's what we get from the recorder, moose nuggets. Anyway, so you're going to stop
eating. Nuggets?
I guess. So you're going to stop eating freaking bacon. He's going to join the Air Force, and I'm becoming a Democrat. That's how you know we're in distress. We're all going to die. People are just going to think we flipped our marbles. They're just going to think we're crazy, not in danger.
You do have a point there.
They're going to be like, oh, they have finally snapped. Those people over at Frag Out, Drag Out finally lost it. Newsflash, never had it.
Maybe this is where they drag us out. No, I'm just kidding.
They're coming to take me away.
Jeez.
I love my I love me jacket.
Yeah. I need a pretty jacket that sparkles, that lets you hug yourself.
People are like, they were getting ready to sing. Oh my God. Unless you're my age, you don't know that song. Just saying.
So what's that say about me?
You're just a dork. Know too much.
Sounds about right.
Only song-wise, guys. He's a Marine. He can only know so much. His little brain can't handle it.
I like the songs about the little yellow birdies.
Little yellow birdies. Oh, I still feel like crap. Oh, and it's the Air Force's birthday. Woo!
Yeah, I mentioned that to a few people at work today, and they looked at me like I was stupid. I walked in the room and said, "Happy birthday, guys," and they went, "Huh?"
Oh, my God. Is it me, or has the Air Force gotten dumber?
Supposed to be yes.
Yes. Yes.
Just a simple yes.
Still not as dumb as this tweet. I wish we could choose our baby's fathers. Okay. You kind of can.
Did AOC get on her Twitter account again?
No, bless her heart, it wasn't her, but that's something she would actually say. Yeah. Don't Facebook and do radio shows, because Lord knows what you'll end up reading.
Went outside today. It's very people-y out there. Not recommended.
Yeah, exactly.
It's of course, I see you posted that one, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did post a good one first thing this morning. Or was it later in the morning? Hell, I don't remember. It says, fuck you, fuck him, fuck her, fuck them, fuck Christmas, fuck your happiness, and also fuck these flowers. Sounds about right.
Some days.
I don't know. It seems like, because this is the start of my busy season, you know, Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas in retail. And all I can think is, sound like Lurch. But I will say that Walmart has started selling decapitated Frosty heads. So if anybody just wants Frosty's noggin, they do have those for sale. Little fucker smiling, so it's not the real Frosty, but.
Or maybe it is.
I don't know. I took that picture and sent it to him. He's like, Walmart sells decapitated snowmen? Oh. I'm sorry, Frosty. I didn't mean to hurt your feeling. Just one feeling.
Just one.
Just one.
That's my one little itty bitty feeling. So.
Ooh, they have Crayola vanilla ice cream with the caption, somewhere there is a Marine crying happy tears. Are you crying? There's crayon flavored ice cream.
Ooh. I may have to make a trip to the store.
Just don't lick it and leave.
No.
That's what she said.
We need our own little sound effects. Oh, wait. That's what Bo does.
He's not going to put them in just to be because we asked him to.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Nah. Well, I mean, he does come up with new and exciting ways to fuck with us. You know, he did put in the Wicked Witch theme song for me. Shit.
It was in an appropriate spot.
It really was, but seriously, though? Of course, he also did the Degeneration X, you know, let's get ready to suck it. So, there you go. Oh, woe is me. Anyway. So, what have you guys been doing lately? Working in a home, I'm
about to slip down. Eat, sleep, work,
repeat.
Wow, y'all are exciting.
Well, I did get an interesting call from my son this weekend. He was actually listening in to Barrick's talk and then wanted me to call him right afterwards. I'm like, what the hell do you need? What's okay, give me about 5 minutes. So we did a little quick post show and then wrapped that up, and I gave him a call, and he's like, hey, he goes, you know, I got engaged. I was like, yeah, I remember. Yeah, we talked. And he's like, well, to think about doing two ceremonies, one down here for our family and then one up there with you guys. I'm like, cool. I said, you want to make it real special? I could actually marry you guys up here too. And he's like, what?
You're going to marry your son?
you can actually, if you're an Alaska resident, all you have to do is be appointed by the court, and you can be a commissioner, as they call it, a marriage commissioner, and you can marry one couple one time.
So you go in, you sign up, I think it's like a $15 fee, and you sign a paper, and you're good to go.
Yep. So he's all excited. So he's happy that I may be able to perform a ceremony for him. So then he's like, well, let's do it on top of a glacier. Let's do it here. Let's do it. He started going crazy of all the places that he's seen while he was up here. When I brought him up here,
let's not kill anybody while we try to do this. Let's not go trek into the middle of the wilderness and get eaten by a bear on our wedding day.
Exactly. No bear, no moose involved, hopefully. So we should be all right.
Hopefully. I mean, it's quite possible that you could just walk down the street and get trampled by mooses.
This is true. This is very true.
Or he wants to come up.
Yeah, he wants to come up in the summer. So yeah, bears are definitely going to be a possibility.
No, not a bear, not a bear.
But other than that, no, it's been, yeah, eat, sleep, work, repeat.
Same here, trying to get over whatever in the heck this nasty cold is, and work, deal with stupid, come home. Work, deal with stupid, come home.
Work, try not to kill anybody, go home. Work, try not to kill anybody, go home.
I mean, seriously, that's the way it's become here lately. Like, Sunday, I tried my damnedest. I wasn't having a good day. It was my dad's birthday. God rest his soul. And I was like, I'm just going to stay in the office because if I people, somebody might get hurt. I'll walk out just to go take a pee. Just wanted to go piss. No big deal. Ran right into a lady waving a 23-cent felt in the air with a big stack of clothing. Well, I knew what the fuck she was going to go do. She was going to go ring it up for 23 cents a pop. And then when I stop her, she goes, how'd you catch me? I was like, I don't know, y'all, but shoved it up my fucking nose. So, I mean, come on. Hello. Here's your son. Damn. And you're banning me? Can you do that? Yes. Yes, I can. Why are you banning me? For being fucking stupid. Is that in policy? It is now. Oh. She goes, isn't that abuse of power? I was like, do you really want me to look up the history on your stupid felt use? No. Because I have a feeling this isn't your first rodeo. Just saying. And then my favorite was I caught a school teacher that was methed out with a handful of lice. Oh my God.
Yummy.
I cringed. Her lice were so bad. And you know what? God help anybody who catches them, because it's not just a, you know, nasty person disease. But when they're so bad that I can see them crawling on your forehead, you should have got treatment at the health department. It's free. Lord, she wasn't even stealing lice medicine. That's the worst part. It's like, girl, I stole some lice shampoo or something. Let's never mind the whole part about you're a school teacher and you're trying to tell me that all them twitches and jerking and your head spinning like you're a fucking zombie is due to a heart condition. Dude, she was so messed up. I actually fucking showed her the video of herself. I said, this is what you look like. Thank God she was on suspension. I was like, if you're a real school teacher, I'm calling your principal. You're bad.
You better bad girl.
Maybe that's what she wanted you to do. Call the principal so she could get the paddle.
No, only Frosty likes spankings.
Oh, true. I thought he liked just the splinters from the paddle.
Or was you got a camera in my place?
I think that's just maybe. The fudgesicle stick. But it's cooled down, so you don't have to worry. Frosty's not abusing ice cream anymore. He doesn't need to hold it between his butt cheeks. I've decided this is going to be an endless summer, or we're going to just skip fall, and we're going to be like summer, then winter.
See, that almost feels like that up here. Almost.
Uh-oh. We just received a message that says we got a momentous surprise for photo this week. Y'all will have already heard the momentous surprise by the time this airs, but that scares me. Yeah.
Whatever the big thing was, what happened about 2 weeks ago, so you'll know.
And I love this, and it has taken me hours to put together, so you motherfuckers better like it.
Maybe we should tell them how much we don't like it. Before we even see what it is.
Let's just get thrown off the air while we're at it. Ooh, he's trying to get us all fired. Yeah!
Fire! You know, he does know people that knows where your address is, right?
Yeah.
Bring it. Come and get me.
Just saying.
So if you guys are wondering earlier, let me squirrel for a minute, where we were talking about memes, I do have my own little page, so I'm going to self-promote and plug here. It's called The Original Nevermore. You can go check it out. I don't really care about likes because I got a whole 250-some fans, but I do post some insane shit within Facebook standards because I don't want to get slapped into the prisons.
Well, it's fun there. No. You got reservations.
No, I'm not winking a joint. I think we should, like, market that for all your Christmas needs. Instead of Elf on the Shelf, we have winking a joint. You have your little pig and his little motorized aircraft thing, airplane for a quarter, and he's in a little jail cell. And when your kids be bad, you just freak him out and move him out all over the place and scare your kids with oink. I mean,
I got kids.
You have kids.
I have kids. You know, they range in the age from, you know, all the way up from mid-20s down to, you know, 7. So, it's all good.
See, I decided after mine got to, like, kindergarten, I was done, because that means I am free. Now he's 16. I got 2 more years, and whoop, bye, son. I'm just going to – see, everybody goes, I'm going to lock the door, and I'm like, nope, I'm just going to leave the state. He can have the house. Just going to run away. Just run away.
I'm going to RUNNOFT.
So if I show up in Alaska in 2 years being, can I sleep in your yard? You'll know why.
Oh, shit. It's all good.
We shouldn't have gave Nevermore nighttime cough syrup before recording, but I have to or I won't get any sleep.
Oh. Well, I do have to say this last week, well, again, 2 weeks ago, we had our third episode on Frag Out Drag Out that was our big special episode that went over pretty good. Everybody I've talked to seemed to really enjoy it. Did I lose everybody?
No, we're here. I'm just trying to read what. Why do I think that y'all are killing me, Smalls? That's one thing we want to say. If you don't get to tune in to our live show, of course, you would actually have to listen to a podcast to get a podcast, but share the podcast with your buddies. You know, it's not just about us. We're also trying to help out our sponsors and get their money's worth for, you know, it's coming out of their pocket to donate to keep the radio going, you know, trying to go commercial free without those stupid, in the event of a disaster, I'm going to get a flashlight with dead batteries. So, you know, listen to podcasts, share around the sponsors that we're throwing out there. We've got K-Bar Soap. Look them up on Facebook. Also attached to K-Bar Soap is Flame On Candle Co., which it's now not on Etsy. I promised him I'd throw that in there on one of these shows. You can buy badass grenade soap, beard stuff, hair stuff, hand balm.
Hand stuff.
Yeah. And you can get his 12-year-old's candles off of there as well. But, listeners actually get a 10% discount. If you go to the discount code option and type in all caps, frag out, you will receive 10% off of your K-Bar products. So, that code won't be anywhere but on shows. But seriously, guys, share these people around. Share us around. I mean, we're going to do this whether we get any likes. That's not why we do it. But we would like to see that, you know, our sponsors grow. We also have my good buddy, Bacon from NFG Vets. And he is also went to his business. And he got his business to sponsor Actual DV Radio, Shooters Express Firearms Academy, located in Belmont, North Carolina. He happens to work there. And he, on his own, this actually didn't come anywhere from Nevermore prompting or anything else, went to his company and asked his boss if they would like to donate to DV Radio as a whole. He offered my show, but, you know, I don't want to get a list of sponsors so big that I'm having to spend 30 minutes pitching out all my sponsors and don't get to take care of them. So I do know that NFG Vets has an Instagram and they have their Facebook page. They have been censored half to death, so it would be nice if they could get some likes out of coming from our shows. They do post a little bit more darker than
what Nevermore Page does, but that's because Nevermore doesn't like getting banned, and Bacon does not give a fuck. He has like 12 accounts for the occasion. And, you know, also K-Bar, you know, it's not about money to him, but the more that he brings in, the more that he can donate. He's actually sent what we call the fugly soap, you know, soap that you can't sell, but nothing wrong with. Instead of destroying that shit, he actually donated it to the DV farm so that the vets up there didn't have to worry about personal hygiene products.
That's cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do come in as homeless vets sometimes with some kind of VA income, sometimes with none, and most of the time they start out with absolutely nothing. So if they can't even afford to buy soap, that means the DV farm needs to provide it for them. And, you know, I know it's just soap, but at least that keeps them from spending that money. And it can go towards, you know, more equipment, more projects, and keeping the vets occupied and sober. So, and, you know, we're not sponsored by DV Farm, but obviously without the DV Farm, DV would have never been created. I know the farm came after Dysfunctional Veterans Page, but that was the whole goal behind everything, you know. So just give our sponsors a chance. Even if you don't want to look at their shit, go give them a like. Jeez, it won't kill you. I mean, it may, but sheesh. Now, if anybody would like to sponsor us, I will take a few more small sponsors, but most of it I will refer to the main DV Radio. Like I said, I'd like to take time to my sponsors to get the attention instead of me going sponsored by and sponsored by and sponsored by and sponsored by and sponsored by. So I don't want to sound like a freaking commercial. You guys have anything to add?
I got nothing.
Useless. Just useless. You know, one of these days we're actually going to pre-plan these fucking shows so that we have topics so we're not sitting here like, well, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's more like this freaking do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. This is my circus, and unfortunately these two are my monkeys.
Hey.
At least we're not clowns.
I'm scared of clowns. Mm-mm. Clowns and spiders, those are my kryptonite. I love Halloween. There will be a Halloween special. I have to plan that very soon and actually record that pretty damn soon, but don't worry, the show shouldn't be airing anywhere near Halloween. It should be like within the next 2 weeks, but I do need to plan it and I do need to get it ready because as many sound effects and special shit that we add in there, I don't want Bo to be like editing this 24 hours before Halloween and be like, you fucking, I hate you. He wouldn't actually say it, but he would definitely be thanking it or mumbling it out loud to himself.
That is correct.
And we will probably, I don't know that I'll do a Thanksgiving special because, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Nobody's going to be sitting there, especially with the family over playing frag out, drag out.
That's
hilarious. Dude, could you imagine? Hey guys, I'm on a radio. I got this really awesome radio show. Let's sit down to a family dinner and we'll turn it on. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, and we're going to turn this off. Grandma just turned purple. Damn, we killed Grandma. We are not liable if your parents or grandparents or children learn anything that they shouldn't from this show. Listener discretion is advised.
Actually, I got a funny one on that one. My brother was listening to it on his out loud on speakers. Uh-oh. It got going, and all of a sudden, my niece walks in the room, and she said a bad word. Yeah, the earbuds went in at that point.
Yeah, that's nice. And I'll probably do a Christmas show. I don't like, again, I probably won't hit like New Year's and stuff like that. I'm not really sure how I'm going to handle the holidays this year. Halloween's not really what you'd call a family get together, but I'm not going to lie. Celebrating his birthday was rough, so I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get through the next few Halloween days. And I'll probably do it like I did his birthday, you know. I'm not going to make him cake every time. I'll probably set out a plate and all that good stuff and just pretend like he's, you know, still around because, oh, and let me tell you guys, I told Oink this story. So, my pops is infamous for getting me thrown out of the VA. I've told this story on TV radio. I've told this story a little bit of everywhere. So I went to the VA with the other half. I had Skeeter. He was getting his eyes dilated, so I had to be there. And literally right before we pulled in, I burst into tears, and I was like, I'm never going to get thrown out of the VA again. Funny, because as soon as JJ went into the back for his appointment, I got Skeeter on the ground, and I'm not having a good day, and, you know, memories and all that good shit. So I'm snuggled up to Skeeter, and this guy goes walking by with his doggy, and he's walking straight. Out of nowhere, he just walks over and lets his dog get in Skeeter's face. Skeeter blinked, and I blinked, and the dog starts snarling. So Skeeter barks just as a VA cop goes by. Well, the VA police are supposed to remove you both. Oh, he's like, I normally would have to ask you both to leave, but I happen to witness that, and I saw the man veer over towards you, and he made us separate because the dude had sat right behind me and was, like, instigating Skeeter. And as soon as he got him away from us, all I could think is, seriously, Pops, seriously, you go get me freaking, you go get me and the dog thrown out. And I mean, I know I just said it, but Lord have mercy, JJ go come out of here, and I've done gotten thrown out to the damn VA on my own accord. That ain't even here.
He's going to come out of the office, eyes dilated, can't see shit, doesn't hear or just, it, nothing. He's just got to start yelling, cheeseburger again or something.
It was too coincidental for me because I literally had bust into tears about it not more than 10 minutes before that. And I was like, I almost got thrown out the damn VA. Thanks, Pops. So I guess he's not going to let me down on memories. But with that, and I don't, it's not a sad note. I'm not saying that he's not gone. I just keep going like he's still kicking around, you know, just not physically. But with that, we are going to go to our break. You're going to hear some lovely blah, 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 blah. And we'll be right back. Only on DV Radio, WDVR.
DV Radio.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Nothing interesting on TV? That's why you're listening to DVRadio.net WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
You're tuned in to DV Radio on DVRadio.net. Oh, ah,
where the fucker never fucking ends.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. I'm Nevermore. I've still got Pig Boy and Snowmobile over there with me, but Snowmobile is going to Snowmobile is going to tell us about a nice little article that hit the news this week or last week or sometime. I don't know.
Looks like, let's see if I can find a date on here. It came out on September 15th, 2019. The title of it is Kamala Harris Proposes VA Benefits for Vets with Bad Paper Discharges. This was in the American Military News webpage, and trying to figure out where it says here. In a new plan for policies around veterans issues, California Senator Kamala Harris said she wants to help more veterans and military families get more help from the Department of Defense and Veterans Administration, including veterans who did not leave the military with an honorable discharge.
Okay, so this is a double-edged sword. We all can see this. Her plan is stinking horrible. Number one, and this is not our frag out, so this is just facts. The VA system can't handle the vets that are there, okay? Number two, every bad paper vet has a story, whether it be good or bad, okay? You've got your people like Bergdahl, who deserves the rotten hell and deserves no benefits. You got your people like Manning, who would love to have benefits, so we have to pay for a sex change. And then you have vets that were kicked out during like the NOM era when PTSD wasn't a thing, and when they became too crazy, instead of helping them, they just dishonored them. So Frosty had an idea for this. So we'll let Frosty talk first.
Well, part of it is there's already a process for veterans that have their, what do you want to call it, bad paper or other than honorable discharges to get their discharge upgraded to honorable, or at least get it a little bit higher standing, and maybe just streamlining that process to allow more to allow them to be able to access the benefits. But I think they also need to look at them on a case by case basis when they're coming in, or when for these, because if it was something where it was caused by something service-connected, PTSD, something, that's the main thing that pops into my head, because that tends, from a lot of what I've seen, that tends to lead to the activities that lead to their dishonorable or other than honorable discharges. So maybe they need to look at further back and what were the causes before they offer them, not just your guys that are, hey, I got out and failure to conform to standards or whatever, or just for complete, lack of a better term, fuck ups. And so some of that stuff needs to be looked at a little bit closer before that they receive these benefits.
Well, before we go too far into this, we're just gonna go ahead and yell frag out. Because as soon as this thing posted in a group, one of the comments were, bad paper vets are nothing but pieces of shit. They should all line up and kill themselves. Look here, motherfucker. Not all bad paper vets are bad vets. A lot of them had really good service records until something happened. We're not talking about your Bergdahls or your Mannings or these ones that committed rape or, and I'm going to say drug use, but I don't classify marijuana into that. A lot of non-vets got caught smoking weed because they came home and they lost their damn minds. They got caught one time and got dishonorables.
Yep. Now the guy that's married on a remote tour in Korea and doing lines of cocaine off a hooker's ass, got what you deserve, buddy. Sorry.
There's the door.
Not every bad paper vet, I won't even say majority of bad paper vets are pieces of shit, okay? Some of them, and we're not talking about didn't make it through basic, washed out, you know, that kind of stuff. Some of them had every intention and tried damn hard to finish their career, but for whatever reason, especially females, I've seen a lot of females with generals under honorable and other things, because 20 years ago the service didn't recognize and even longer, I'm just speaking from experience, didn't recognize all aspects of mental health or disorders or anything like that.
Well, even for that matter, sexual harassment in the workplace. It was a common, if you think about it, the military is male driven for the most part, if you know what I'm saying. It's a testosterone field of people, you know, that are grouped together. And now you're going to throw, like my wife, for example, thrown into a military background with mechanics on top of that as her career choice. So, you know,
and I don't want to hear anybody say, well, the woman chooses it. The woman should be able to join without the harassment.
Exactly.
But now, rape doesn't just necessarily fall under women, okay? There have been numerous male-on-male assaults, or even female-on-male. The problem is, because of the way our society is, it's weak to turn that in. But to sit there and say that all bad paper vets need to line up in the street and kill themselves makes me want to hunt you down. And I don't want to slap you. I want to punch you in your dick.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
She wants to give you a free Manning surgery.
As far as the VA goes, it's not fair to drop every single bad paper vet onto the VA. They can't take care of the what they got now. Okay? I know it. You know it. We all know it. Despite what AOC says, that it's a great, great, great institution, she obviously has never met a vet, never been a vet, probably doesn't even know what vet stands for. She probably thinks we all work on animals. But seriously, you super vets, you hoes, you, I only served honorably. Dude, I've seen some of you so-called honorable discharge people, and you're complete cunts. Just because you got out on honorable doesn't make you a decent person. I'm just going to say, that just means you never got caught. I know a lot of douchebags. We've seen it in the veteran world. Get on there and antagonize, and like if a female posts, they automatically turn it sexual or this and that. You guys are pieces of shit too, so don't sit there and say it's just bad paper vets. Just your discharge is, again, pretty little words. We've already said this in one episode, but actions speak louder than words. What's on that paper does not make you a good person or a bad person, no matter the discharge for anybody. Like I said, there's your exceptions. Fuck bird dog. Manning, if you want to cut your penis off, do it yourself. You know, but as far as a lot of bad paper vets that I know, they're decent people. They just didn't cope, or they were young and dumb.
Good initiative, bad judgment?
Yeah. I mean, think about that country boy that always stayed on the farm and never got into nothing, mixing in with a whole bunch of other privates. You know they go get into some shit, and the dumb country boy's the one that's gonna get caught. But that's just my opinion on that. If you guys have any other thoughts on that.
Well, here's an idea. What about trying to stop that, the process? I mean, yeah, it may be too late for some of these that are out and may have to try and work the system and get them, work them through that, getting their discharging brought up, but maybe trying to catch some of these before they get booted with the bad paper discharges. Make them, have everybody have to go through some kind of a evaluation, especially if they're getting booted for something, to see if, is there something underlying that might be causing them to do that.
And again, we're not talking about the guy who went to Hawaii and decided that he was going to sell cocaine out of his barracks. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about those kind of people. We're talking about ones that been in for 2 years, they were a good person, and then all of a sudden something changed. Why isn't their leadership getting to the underlying problem of, okay, why did they go from doing a good job to a bad job? What's the problem? There's always an underlying factor. I can give you an example. I know an airman that when they were in, they lost a relative. I want to say it was somebody that was really close to them, and they couldn't go home. Their leave got denied. Wasn't somebody close enough to where they had to let you go? So that person started acting out. They got kicked out. This was 20 years ago, you know? And that kind of stuff to me doesn't make you a piece of shit. It just makes you human. Anyway, we'll end that one on in the frag out, I should say, so Bo knows where to stop the music. And we'll carry on.
My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done.
In this week's episode of All of the Silence and Crickets.
Trying to figure out where my train of thought was going. It got completely derailed.
Woo woo.
We got a train wreck over here. Was thinking of going one direction and gone.
So what do you guys think about all these new groups that are coming up, supposedly being trying to fix America? I just seen an article and I've lost it, but some group put themselves together and decided that they were going to freaking burn an American flag. Did it ever? I always wonder if too many veterans gathered in one place, you know, they would consider us terrorists, even though we're harmless unless provoked, you know, poke a bear. But how come groups like this keep getting to, you know, do these kind of things, but still get labeled as the freedom patriot types? And this isn't even a frag out. This is just Nevermore's brain.
I always kind of wondered that myself. I mean, how does Antifa and Queefa and whatever the fuck those little faggots' names are, how the hell are they allowed to walk around and do the stupid shit that they do, knowing damn well that they've thrown beer bottles, knowing rocks, you know.
They've thrown Molotovs.
Exactly. And they're not labeled a terrorist group yet.
And when somebody stands up to them, that person is being a bully. And I'm like, how is you threw a Molotov at a female, and this, and it was a female that threw it, and a dude punched you in the face. This has been a while, but they got mad at the dude for hitting a girl. Okay, look, I'm sorry, ladies out there, and your feminism, but you throw a Molotov, you deserve to get punched in the face. Matter of fact, you deserve to get run over by a tank. Matter of fact, you deserve to swallow a howitzer.
Now, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I'm just saying, I hate this. Just, I don't know how to explain it, but whoever this group was, or this dumb lady that went to, in North Carolina, of all places, went to a graveyard and removed all the Confederate flags and said she was performing patriotism. For whom? Those are Confederate soldiers' graves. You're desecrating graves. I hope you feel better.
I hate stupid people.
But anybody, and I love how they call it now, they call them Trump humpers, but and anybody who actually supports the president is a terrorist. And I don't get that because, you know, if you're still in, he's your commander-in-chief, whether you like him or not.
And been there, done that.
You have to, you know, obey the orders of the commander-in-chief. You know, I served under Clinton. That doesn't mean that I plotted against the man.
Been there, done that.
I say, I don't have the link anymore, but I saw an article that was a video of a swearing-in ceremony at a soccer game, football game, some kind of a sports game. I don't remember which one it was. But when it came to the part in there to support, defend the, or the, where was the phrase here? Obey the orders of the President of the United States, the crowd booed the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And even in the headline for it was just as bad when it said something about when new recruits had to swear an oath to President Trump.
It's not an oath to President Trump. It's an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. President Trump is just the commander in chief.
Oh, yeah. I understood all that, but the way the article was presented.
The people that are booing, though, don't. They're fucking retarded.
If they're swearing in now, and we get a new president in 2020, then they uphold the orders of that commander-in-chief. The thing is, you're not, I mean, we've brought this up in the past too, but you're not swearing into the person. You're swearing into the position. Because people change. You know, God forbid somebody actually finally gets their way and Trump isn't president tomorrow, then you take orders from the new commander-in-chief. It's not a person, it's a position. They didn't do that shit when Obama was in office, though, did they?
No, as a matter of fact, they brought forward the Hatch Act and shoved that shit down our throats.
Oh, yeah, that goes around about every, what, month or so?
Oh, yeah, easily now. I mean, if you don't know what the Hatch Act is, look it up. I'm not going to fucking tell you. But here's the gist of it. When we were younger in uniform, they told us, hey, you cannot go to any political party, wear a political pin, you know, and if you're going to volunteer, fine, you do so civilian time on, you know, civilian clothes on your own time. But you don't represent the entire United States Air Force, Army, Marine Corps, DOD, or any of these. You are your own person. That's about the gist of it. Now it's so bad that you can't even walk around with a MAGMA hat because President Trump has now said he's a political figure, and if you wear that, you're supporting his political... What the fuck? I mean, you couldn't even walk around with a Hillary Sucks sticker back in the day when she was running. Or, you know, whatever. They shoved that shit so far down your throat when Obama was in office that you can't do anything now. I mean, it's...
And what kills me is, you know, you brought up the MAGA hat. I actually read an article where somebody was just wearing a plain red hat. And the lady said that she went burst into tears and basically had a meltdown temper tantrum until they got close and she saw that there was no letters on it, that she thinks that out of respect, nobody should now wear a red hat. Are you fucking kidding me? There's actually a society called the Red Hat Society. Bunch of little old church ladies who all wear pretty little red hats. But now you think that nobody should wear a red ball cap so it doesn't scare you. This Halloween, all I'm going to do is wear a red hat and I can scare the fuck out of the liberals. I mean, it's just, that's how fragile we've gotten. It's so damn silly.
Ah, fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they haven't banned the color red. And they're going to have to make the stoplights like pink and purple. Pink is for stop. Purple is for go.
I'd get confused.
I would too, especially if it's under pink and purple. Because pinks and purples all look the same to me.
It has to be chartreuse.
It has to be chartreuse or turquoise or
magenta.
Magenta or some other weird name that we can't say of some color you made up.
If you want to go way back there, there was even a song about the different colors. It could be lavender blue, dilly, 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 dilly.
Lavender blue, dilly, dilly.
Dilly.
Exactly. Now, if you can figure that one out, that's more props to you.
They're killing me, y'all. They're killing me. Whew. It's just every day you turn on social media, and I've gotten pretty good at dodging and saying I don't want to see this or it doesn't interest me, so I don't see it as much anymore until I'm in a group. Because, you know, them groups got to share the hell out of this craziness and foolishness. But I'm always like, can we not do this today? I don't want to see it. And some days I only go on my own pages because I know I haven't posted anything stupid.
Or what's really bad is when you're in about six different groups and it has to make the rounds like five times. So you see it every time you open up your social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I find funny, though? I have seen on my own personal page, Facebook page for that matter, tons and tons of ads for anybody that's in the Democratic Party. I'm talking senators from fucking Texas to, you know, Elizabeth Warren to any of the other clowns that were on that damn debate. Why am I only seeing those? I'm not seeing any Republican ads from actually Alaska or any Republican ads for, you know, the guy that's running against that Democrat down there in Texas. I don't see it. I haven't seen one Republican ad at all, period. None. Zip.
Haven't either. And thing is, you know, and I don't remember how you do it, but there used to be a way you could go look and see what they had labeled you. And I actually was labeled far right. And I'm like, not really. I'm more of one of those because, you know, the far right, anti-gays, anti-abortion, supposedly that's the label that they got on them. But I just believe in minding your own damn business into the each their own. As long as you're not shoving it in my face, I don't care what you do, you know? And I'm like, I don't know why I guess the label because I'm a vet, but
I look at it and I'm like, here's the deal. You mind yours and I'll mind mine. If you two decide to tell me that you're dating, I'll be like, congratulations. I don't mind. I don't care. It's whatever you want to do. It's when you look at me and say, but now that we're not straight and you are, you're wrong. That's when I'm like, who died made you my boss? You know what I'm saying? So I really don't care. And they've got conservatives, most conservatives pegged wrong. We really don't give a fuck either way as long as you just don't fuck with us. Yep. I'm one of those, you know, if you're not bothering me, I am going to stay in my lane and not bother you. Because I really don't. I mean.
It's also funny. I think I seen the other day. I don't know if anybody's been watching America's Got Talent. Stupid show. It's on TV. I don't watch it regularly. I don't watch it either. I'm just scrolling through, you know, zombie mode. And there's a military group that's on there and they're singing. So I'm like, ah, that's pretty cool. I'm going to support them. So I went ahead and liked their Facebook page. And then one of the comments I've seen underneath in their Facebook feed there was that, why is Facebook blocking all my posts I try to share to all these different pages? I left a comment on there. You know, a lot of veterans groups and pages have been censored by Facebook. That's a dark reality. I'm talking people that have 1.7 million followers are getting throttled back. So good luck to you.
Yeah, Uncle Sam's Misguided Children just got it again.
They just can't keep that site up, can they?
Well, they've still got the site, but they're getting throttled like Disgruntled Vets did. Yep. They got throttled. Disgruntled Vets got throttled for advertising to sell tickets to make money for charities. Now, when I say make money, all the proceeds were donated, but they got throttled for it.
Yeah, I actually had to kind of laugh because I follow a whole bunch of these different veteran pages, and it's like, I hadn't seen anything from these guys in a while, and it's like, I was kind of thinking about that, and all of a sudden, they all popped up, and it was like, oh, we're back from our 30-day ban.
Yeah.
And it was like, within like a week, like six different groups, all of a sudden, they're all back from bans, and it's like, holy cow, I didn't realize you guys were all kicked off. I just hadn't noticed your stuff. I figured it was being throttled back or hidden or whatever, and yep, they were all blocked.
Yeah, it's kind of getting a little ridiculous because it's so one-sided now, but there's nothing that's as convenient and easy to navigate. I know that people have tried, but come on, Zuck wasn't stupid. When he did this, he fixed it to where he's got the market on everything because the way it's set up. So he's not dumb.
No, not by any means. But it is only going to be a matter of time before people just get so frustrated. They're going to be like, fuck it, I'm done with it.
But there'll never be a platform as similar because he's got all the parameters copyright. Yep. You know, so, I mean, it's a double-edged sword that we're never going to win, but maybe one day something better will come along. I mean, this is going to be another, you know, look at MySpace or whatever the hell it was called. I wasn't on there, so I don't know.
Yeah, I heard it went to one kind of went away from what when Facebook came out. It kind of went away from that, went towards something else. So I kind of got away from it back in the day.
I don't know, but are we about out of time, guys?
Yeah, probably getting close. We probably got a few more minutes.
All right. Well, we'll go, Frosty. Final thoughts.
Just pay attention to what's out there and think for yourself on a lot of this stuff. Don't just follow whatever the media or what you see on Facebook. Think for yourself.
You're allowed to do that? It's not illegal?
Maybe. Just don't tell anybody. Do it in the privacy of your own home.
Free thinking, man. Free thinking. Who'd have thought of it? Mikey!
Nope. Just something that you mentioned over and over again. Not all vets are bad vets. The ones that are their papers say that, you know, everybody has their own story. Until you know that story or been in that person's shoes, don't judge.
Shouldn't judge anyway. I mean, we've done a show on this that just fragged out recently. Man, stop being that guy. Stop being that girl that judges every vet based off of your service. I mean, just leave them alone. Leave each other alone. If you can't support them, walk away and ignore them.
Amen.
And with that, we want to thank our sponsors, K-Bar Soap Co. and NFG Vets. We want to thank DV Radio for hosting us and putting up with us. We want to thank Bo, who does our editing. And I want to thank our number one and only fan. No, I'm kidding, but she's still my number one fan, Mommy. So with all of that, we say good night.
Bye-bye. Later.
Get the fuck out of here!
DV Radio.